episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado. In this special episode of the Double Comma Club, Nicole welcomes back Tracy Wilson of Investment Property Exchange Services. You can find him at ipx1031.com. This is part of the Agent Ignite episode, where he gave us so much information. The previous one that you want to check out is talking about 1031 exchange facts. This one talks about 1031 reverse exchanges and what you need to know and what the difference is between them and if it would apply to your needs or that of your clients.
Reverse exchanges. I think the best way to talk about a reverse exchange is to maybe do a compare and contrast with what we've been talking about, which is a regular forward exchange. A forward exchange, you sell the old property, you get your 45 days to identify, get 180 days to buy the new property, fine. What is anybody's biggest challenge in today's real estate market if you sell and you start a 1031? Finding the new property. There is no inventory out there. The supply is just unbelievably limited. Prices are crazy. You've only got 45 days to try and identify. Wouldn't it be rather nice if you could instead buy the new property first? Well, let's say you did that. Client's pretty happy. Well, congratulations, they own the new property, but guess what? They still own their old property. And the IRS says, well, you're on title to both properties at the same time. You can't do the exchange. So they created this fiction of sorts in the tax code called a reverse exchange. And instead of the client buying their new property, it'll actually be us, IPX. We will legally create a new entity, a special purpose entity called an EAT, exchange accommodation title holder. But that entity steps into the shoes of the client, and we will be the ones that will purchase their new replacement property. The client does not own it, we do. It's called parking title in the tax code. And in doing that, that starts the timeline. They have 45 days to identify what it is they want to sell. Now, wait a minute, that sounds sort of ridiculous. Of course, you know what you want to sell. Reverse exchanges are also built for large institutional clients. They may have 100 different properties in their portfolio. It gives them 45 days to figure out which one of their old properties they would wish to sell and defer the gains. All right, so now you've got 180 days to do this reverse exchange. The client does sell eventually their old relinquished property. And then there's always the third closing. I call it a flip, and that's where we transfer title from us, from IPX, our entity, to the client, and that will finish the reverse exchange. You get all that done in 180 days, and you're successful, no capital gains taxes. So that's the concept and the timeline of a reverse exchange. But let me back it up just a smidge. When we park title to the new replacement property, where does IPX get its money to buy the property? The answer is we're not allowed to use our own money. So the client has to give us the money. Let's make up some numbers. Let's say that the old property that eventually will sell for 300 grand and their new property, the one that they want us to park title to, that we will temporarily own for them in the reverse, is a $500,000 property. Sell for 300, buy for 500, we're parking title to the 500,000. Where do we get the money? Two choices. Either the client has enough cash just laying around, they have the liquidity to loan to our entity 500,000. If that's the case, we will secure them with a promissory note. Once they get the old property sold, then those proceeds are used to pay down or pay off the note. A lot of people don't have that much liquidity. Instead, they will have to talk to a lender. And I can tell you that big box lenders, Wells Fargo, Chase, et cetera, they are not going to loan. They don't want, they don't understand reverse exchanges. But there are several good lenders, of course, Nicole, you're obviously at the top of that. They will loan to our entity on a non-recourse basis. And then again, they proceeded with the exchange, sell the old property. Once that's done, the proceeds are used to pay down and pay off the loan that they got from the lender, and all is good with their reverse exchange.
Is there anything in the proposed tax code that makes you think that there are any advantages to taking the loss today versus doing a 1031 exchange and passing it down the road to our heirs?
That is a very good question. And I'll try and be brief because there's about three different concepts to unpack. Do I think that in general 1031s are under pressure? Yes, they are. And we'll see that in just a moment. Do I think that you should take a loss today? Well, if you're talking about a loss in real estate, if it's an investment property, that loss is not a capital loss. You'll be able to deduct the entire amount against your income. So that's a plus. As opposed to the third concept, which is keep owning the property, or maybe do an exchange and keep owning the new property, either way. And then someday when you die, there's a step up in basis and your heirs get the property and they don't have to pay the capital gains taxes. Step up in basis is also under pressure. And I think that's probably a good segue for me to then move into the proposed tax code changes.
So Amos is asking if the mortgage rates are higher in the reverse mortgage situation, if they've got to be non-recourse. You're talking about not Fannie Freddie. You're talking about a portfolio lender. So you're not talking about a 30-year fix. So you're going to have a little bit higher costs.
Yes. So I've seen that amongst the six, seven, or eight lenders that clients would use, the differential in interest rates is anywhere from 25 to 50 basis points, plus some extra points and fees. But remember, a good lender knows the following. This loan that they're making to help you have us acquire title temporarily, part title, is short term. I mean, at most, it's a 180-day loan. In a way, you can sort of think of it as a bridge loan. Because at the end of the reverse exchange, when the client takes title for real from us, from our entity, that's when the real new loan goes into effect and they can chop and get whatever loan that they know, whatever the best loan is for their purposes.
If somebody didn't exchange and maybe they had boot or they didn't do it correctly or whatever, like, is there any recourse to that? Can they spend that money or is that
done? There is. But the window of opportunity is rather short. So there's I do a whole nother presentation or class, whatever, on this topic. They're called opportunity zones and opportunity zone funds. It's a brand new section of the tax code, only put in 2018, section 1400 Z1 and Z2. Here's the bottom line with that. If you have an exchange and you have some boot, or maybe you had an exchange and it just failed because you couldn't find any property, or any scenario you can think of, you have 180 days from the date you sold your old property to take the gain and go put it into an opportunity zone fund. And again, you get to defer the capital gains, very similar to a 1031. Now, it's not as good or as long-lasting as a 1031 exchange, but it will get you out of paying taxes. So you do have a short window of opportunity, 180 days. That answer changes if for some reason you owned the property in a partnership, and we could go through those details of whoever asked the question wants to give me a call, I could go through that. So I've been doing exchanges for how long? Since 2003, however long that is, 15, so whatever, long time. But in a prior life, I was an investment banker. I did M&A work, mergers and acquisitions for Merrill out of Hong Kong and Sao Paulo. And before that, I was an economist with Credit Suisse out of Zurich and London and New York. So I like talking about things other than 1031s because I go crazy. How many times can you tell people, do an exchange, don't pay the 30% capital gain? So we're going to talk about some of the...
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.